Catnapper and Benchcraft Furniture. Today's Fairfield area weather forecast calling for partly cloudy skies with a high near 54. I'll have that complete forecast for you following the news. I'm Mark Wells reporting. A large crowd gathered in downtown Fairfield Saturday evening for the annual Fairfield Kiwanis Club Christmas Parade. Winning entries from the parade have been announced. In the youth, school, adult organizations category, first place went to Boy Scout Troop 173. Second place won by Flora Apple Queens. In the church category, first place was won by Northside Baptist Church. Second place went to the First United Methodist Church. In the business category, first place won by the Fairfield Banking Company. Second place went to Parent Electric Motor Repair. The individual animal antique division category, first place went to Hal Bryant Miniature Horses, and second place Mike Cunningham with bagpipes. Bands participating were Fairfield High School, Center Street Grade School, and the Wayne City Marching Band. The Grand Marshal's Choice Award of $200 went to Boy Scout Troop 173, and the Best Use of Lights Award of $200 was won by the Phelps Family Float. More news after this.
Listen weekdays after the 7:50 news for Community Connection on WFIW AM 1390 and 103.3 FM, your news talk connection. Each day, we'll be talking to people about community events, community leaders, and on Wednesdays, it's Meet Your Neighbor. If you have an event you'd like to talk about, give me a call at 842-2159. Community Connection, weekdays after the 7:50 news on WFIW AM 1390 and 103.3 FM, and now online at WFIWradio.com.
In other news, emergency management officials in central Illinois are investigating a dozen reports of tornadoes touching down Saturday. According to the published reports, many counties were hit, including Taylorville and Christian County, which was one of the hardest hit communities. Christian County emergency management officials called the storm devastating. No fatalities have been reported, but officials say they've taken multiple calls of people trapped in their homes due to debris and down power lines. Deer hunters return to their favorite spots today as the second Illinois shotgun deer season continues through today in eligible counties throughout the state. Hunting is allowed each day from half hour before sunrise to half hour after sunset. All hunters are advised to practice due diligence when it comes to their safety and the safety of other hunters. A new proposal would designate Route 66, the mother road that connected Chicago to Los Angeles, as a National Historic Trail. A bill was recently introduced to the United States Senate that would amend the National Trail System Act in an effort to help revitalize cities and small towns that sit along the historic Route 66 corridor. The U.S. House of Representatives passed a similar bill in June. Route 66, one of the first roads in the U.S. highway system, spanned more than 2,400 miles. It ran through eight states, connecting tourists with diners in small towns. The use of Route 66 dropped significantly after highways were built. As part of the interstate system, it was decommissioned as a U.S. highway in 1985. In an effort to better serve the public, the community education program at Frontier Community College has created a survey to gather feedback regarding personal enrichment and skill-building class offerings. The survey is available through Friday and may be accessed by visiting FCC's website at iecc.edu/FCC. Anyone who completes the survey will be entered to win one of three prizes, with winners announced on Tuesday, December 11th. The community education survey will ask individuals to choose from a broad range of classes or activities that would be of interest to them, such as woodworking, genealogy, jelly making, and many more. Individuals also have the opportunity to provide ideas not already listed by FCC. Responses must be submitted by Friday. All participants will be entered into a drawing for one of three prizes, a free community education class of the individual's choice, an FCC shirt or sweatshirt, and a $10 Bobcat Den gift certificate, which may be used at the College Bookstore, Fitness Center, or Frontier Perks Coffee House. For more information, or if you have any questions about the community education survey, Call Frontier Community College at 842-3711. The Effingham County Sheriff's Office has released information on a large cannabis bust, which resulted in around 65 pounds of cannabis being confiscated following a traffic stop on Interstate 70 just outside of Effingham early on Wednesday morning. Authorities stated that just before 3 a.m., an Effingham County Sheriff's deputy observed an SUV driving erratically just south of Effingham. The deputy conducted a traffic stop on the vehicle to check on the condition of the driver. After speaking to the driver, the deputy asked for consent to search the vehicle, and the driver granted his request. A search was conducted, and 50 foil-lined and vacuum-sealed bags of cannabis were located inside the vehicle. The driver of the vehicle, a 44-year-old male from Farmersville, California, and two passengers, both from Mexico, were arrested, each now facing a charge of possession of more than 5,000 grams of cannabis, possession of the cannabis with intent to deliver, and cannabis trafficking. One of the subjects also faces a count of possession of a controlled substance, which was determined to be cocaine. Court documents say the former director of a Southern Illinois housing authority must pay a $500,000 penalty for wrongly using agency money for personal expenses. The penalty is part of a settlement between former Alexander County Housing Authority Executive Director James Wilson and the Federal Department of Housing and Urban Development. Reports say court records list Wilson as making about $923,000 in false claims to the housing agency in the city of Cairo between December 2011 and May of 2014. A judge approved the $500,000 settlement deal. HUD last year accused Wilson and another former local housing official of using agency money for personal travel and gifts and submitting false documentation. The housing authority has been plagued by mismanagement and other problems, including rat, roach, and mold infestations. I'll come back in just a moment with area deaths, and they come up next.
At Hamilton Memorial Family Clinics, your family's care team is close to home. But it's not just about convenience. It's compassionate, quality care. From routine care, vaccines, and DOT physicals to acute needs like disease management, x-ray, and lab work. Hamilton Memorial Hospital Family Clinics in Carmi and McLeansboro have you covered. Plus, same-day appointments are available and a Carmi walk-in clinic on Saturdays for those unexpected illnesses. With 6 providers and 8 specialty care clinics, maybe it's time to take another look at Hamilton Memorial Hospital Family Clinics.
Checking area deaths on this Sunday morning, Dorothy Jean Williams, 81, of Springdale, Arkansas, passed away Thursday, November 29th at Westwood Health and Rehabilitation Nursing Home in Springdale. Jean was born in the family home in March 16th, 1937 in Sisney, Illinois. And she is survived by her husband, Jackie, one son, Michael Williams of Fayetteville, Arkansas, one daughter, Sherry Brown of Noble, Illinois, a brother, Larry Molt of Effingham, Illinois, brother-in-law, Leon Williams of Butler, Georgia, sister-in-law, Ruth Williams of Mount Airy, 6 grandchildren, 10 great-grandchildren, 2 step-great-grandchildren, with a great-grandchild due in February. Several nieces and nephews also survive. She was also preceded in death by her parents, a grandson, Tony Fink, brother-in-law, Jess Williams, and sister-in-law, Reba Williams. A visitation will be held on Tuesday, December 4th from 5 to 7 p.m. at the Hosselton Meredith Funeral Home in Sisney. The funeral service will be at 10 a.m. on Wednesday, December 5th at the funeral home. The burial will be in the Sisney Cemetery. And memorials may be made to the Circle of Life Hospice out of Springdale, Arkansas, and will be accepted at the Hosselton Meredith Funeral Home in Sisney. 76-year-old Crossville resident Marge Helen Newman died on Friday, November 30th at Wabash Christian Village in Carmi. She had worked as a bridge attendant for the New Harmony Bridge and had managed the American Legion in Grayville for many years. Margie Newman is survived by her sons, Rick and Larry Myers, three grandchildren, and several nieces and nephews. A private family service for Margie Newman will be held at a later date. The Steinbeck Funeral Home in Carmi is in charge of the arrangements. And the obituaries are updated regularly at WFIWradio.com. I'll come back with sports. We'll have the sports report coming up in just one moment.
When you support a locally owned pharmacy, you're contributing to the growth of the community. The dollars you spend stay right here to support our local community. Shoe Creek Health Mart Pharmacy is a locally owned pharmacy right in Wayne City. Health Mart pharmacist Tom Blasdale has a personal commitment to his community because just like you, he supports his community. Shoe Creek Health Mart Pharmacy is locally owned and hometown proud. Wayne City is a Health Mart town. Shoe Creek Pharmacy, Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
Checking sports on this Sunday morning in high school boys basketball action from Saturday. The Fairfield Mules winner over Cesar Valier, 68-57. The JV game won by Fairfield, beating Cesar Valier 73-72. At the Gorville Invitational Tournament, Benton a winner over Hamilton County 46-38. And a Jonesboro beat Hardin County 53-43. Johnston City 57 and a Jonesboro 48. Benton a winner over Gorville 51-50. At the DuCoin Tip-Off Classic, Massac County beat Gallatin County 66-56. In college football Saturday, the Big Ten Championship, it was Ohio State beating number 21 Northwestern. Ohio State ranked 5th in the country. They beat Northwestern 45-24. The SEC Championship, number 1 Alabama beat number 4 Georgia 35-28. The ACC Championship, number 2 Clemson, a winner over Pittsburgh by the score 42-10. The American Athletic Conference Championship, number 8, University of Central Florida, the winner over Memphis, 56-41. The Mountain West Championship, number 25, Fresno State, they beat number 22, Boise State. That game took overtime, 19-16. In college basketball, Illinois will be in Nebraska this afternoon at 3. You can hear that game on WFIW AM 1390 and 103.3 FM. Number 1, Gonzaga, they beat Creighton 103-92. Number 2, Kansas, a winner over Stanford 90-84. It was number 3, Duke, a winner over Stetson 113-49. Number 5, Nevada, a winner over USC 73-61. Number 7, Michigan, a winner over number 19, Purdue 76-57. Number 10, Kentucky, beat University of North Carolina Greensboro 78-61. Marquette, a winner over number 12, Kansas State, 83-71. Number 13, Virginia Tech, they beat Central Connecticut 94-40. Houston over number 19, or correction, number 18, Oregon. Houston 65, number 18, Oregon 61. Number 20, Texas Tech over Memphis 78-67. Number 21, Buffalo, they beat San Francisco 85-81. It was number 23, Villanova, a winner over LaSalle. And that score was 85-78. Number 24, Maryland, they beat Penn State by the score of 66-59. NBA scores, it was Houston beating the Bulls 121-105. Sacramento over the Indiana Pacers 111-110. New York Knicks, they beat Milwaukee 136-134. Detroit, a winner over Golden State 111-102. It was Washington beating New Jersey 102-88. And Toronto, a winner over Cleveland 106-95. And Boston, they beat Minnesota 118-109. And also the National Hockey League, Phoenix beat the Blues last night 6-1. Nashville went over Chicago 5-2. Edmonton, they beat Vegas 2-1. Toronto beat Minnesota 2-1. New York Islanders over Columbus 3-2. Philadelphia beat Pittsburgh 4-2. Tampa Bay over Florida 5-4. Winnipeg over New Jersey 4-3. Ottawa beat San Jose 6-2. Dallas a winner over Vancouver by the score of 2-1. It was Boston losing to Detroit. Detroit 4, Boston 2. And Montreal, they beat the New York Rangers. The final score there, 5-2. Here's the Fairfield area weather forecast. On this Sunday, calling for partly cloudy skies today, and we'll have a high near High near 54. For Sunday night, tonight, mostly cloudy with a low around 36. And Monday, mostly cloudy, high near 41. The outlook for Monday night, mostly cloudy with a low around 30. Tuesday, mostly cloudy with a high near 36. And Wednesday, mostly sunny skies. Wednesday's high near 37. Right now in Fairfield, we have some sunshine in the area. And our current temperature reading here at the WFIW studios is currently at 50. For WFIW News, I'm Mark Wells reporting.
WFIW.